attempted to rob this person, and it went wrong.
Wilking says they're trying to find a woman for questioning in the case. Jamie George is 5 feet tall with hazel eyes and blonde hair. And even though the victim's body was found in Cottonwood Heights, Wilking says the murder happened on Redwood Road in Salt Lake. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Ogden Police and LDS Church Security are searching for a missing full-time missionary from the Ogden, Utah mission. Police Lieutenant Danielle Croyle says that she was distressed when she left her apartment last night after 9:30.
She was upset, unknown on her condition at this time. Our real concern is to make sure that she's okay and that she's located.
The LDS Church says no foul play is suspected in Sister Heejee Nada Kong's disappearance. Now, you can see Sister Kong's picture by logging on to KSL.com.
Unified Police today arrested a man suspected in a stabbing yesterday. It happened on the playground of West Kearns Elementary School. Police say Joey Martinez threw a large knife into the victim's back after an argument flared up during a game of basketball. The victim had to undergo surgery but should recover. Police say Martinez had an injury to his hand and the county jail refused to take him.
Donald Trump accounting for the money he raised for veterans groups in January.
And with KSL's top national stories this hour, here's Dan Jessup live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Scott and Maria, the likely presidential nominee from the Republican Party, raising $5.6 million for veterans charities that night. At a press conference today, Trump listed 40 groups that have already been written a check.
This money was raised during a little speech that I made, rather than doing the one debate I missed.
Trump berated reporters on the scene. Some have questioned where the money had gone. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that while presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is a political outsider, he has earned the right to the nomination and the GOP's support, and Trump is reaching voters who have never voted Republican. North Korea has tried and failed once again to launch a ballistic missile.
North Korea's continued pursuit of ballistic missile and nuclear weapons capabilities pose a significant threat to the United States, our allies, and to the stability of the